brought to you by Gendera 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign. Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Our economy. So I have said, and the president has said as well, that we need to take a pause here and take a look at what we've done, see what's working, see what isn't, and also begin to encourage the governors around the country who have the decision-making ability to begin to open up the economy.
I know Nancy Pelosi had a strong response to that. A pause. They want to take a pause in allowing you to be able to pay your rent, to put food on the table. But, yeah, we're talking about in 1 year taking on as much debt as our entire economy, the entire size.
Right.
That'd be like, if I've gone into debt as much money as I make every year in, like, the last month.
Right. Right. You know, I meant to get to this. A good buddy of mine who's aware and a follower of the news and politically active says, so we're looking at $9 trillion for the COVID economic collapse. By comparison, according to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan could cost taxpayers a total of $2.4 trillion. It's a little higher now because they take forever to get their books together. We'll say $3 trillion. Including interest. So the Democrats and really anybody of good conscience was saying, look, these foreign adventures were mind-bogglingly expensive, $2.5-3 trillion. Well, we're going to triple that in a few months because of the Chinese bat fever. And that number would be substantially reduced if we allowed the economy to function and tax revenue to flow again, too. You wouldn't need to pay hourly workers more than they ever make working for months and months if you would just let them work. We're only going to do we have that Gavin Newsolini clip, that new one about science? What was that? I want to get that on because this is such a cliche now.
It's not the one that Hansen just played for me that he edited it up making the pauses and stumbles seem worse, is it?
No, like we did. I would never engage in that.
You wouldn't?
Meet the Press? Yeah, let's hear it.
But this phase is one where science, where public health, not politics, must be the guide, where we must be open to argument, interested in evidence, where we cannot be ideological in any way, shape, or form in terms of how we approach a condition that changes on an hourly and daily basis, conditions that will ultimately determine what better decisions we make in terms of that transition.
But he's a rambler.
Conditions that change on a daily basis that affect the political decision that needs to be made. It's a political decision.
Of course it is.
That's what I kept wanting Dr. Fauci to say. Look, it's a political decision, ultimately. I'll give you this info. It's a political decision. Well, do we all understand? You people in the media back there, do you understand it is a political decision? Politicians are going to decide, based on a whole bunch of different factors, what to do.
If you'd prefer the term policy decision.
Okay, okay, fine.
But that's what's so incredibly disingenuous about what Gavin Newsom is saying there. Of course, number one, it's a political decision by definition, as you point out. Secondly, you and your people of a particular ideology and you are looking at only one aspect of this, and virtually everybody of your ideology is doing the same thing, and you are portraying anybody who brings any of the other nuances, well, and they're not nuances, they're elephants in the room. You're portraying anybody who brings the other gigantic factors into the discussion as being political. What do you mean by that? Do you mean taking in the totality of society and its needs? Well, okay, then color me political. If you save 5,000 lives at the cost of 50,000 lives, that ain't a win, man. And if you're fixated on only one aspect of this, that is the risk, and it's a very, very real risk. Don't call people political for being smart enough to look at the totality of the factors here. The more I hear from him, the less I'm impressed.
But Nancy Pelosi proposed another $3 trillion bill yesterday that Mitch McConnell, who we just heard from, we didn't label him. We should label our clips. We shouldn't assume you all know everybody's voice and who they are. That was Mitch McConnell. He's the leader of the Senate.
Sounds like a Southern cartoon turtle.
But he has said it's dead on arrival, but both parties always say that about the other party's bill. No matter what, my whole life. So, but this one in its current incarnation, I'm sure, is dead on arrival, as those bills are. This is their wish list. But, I mean, it's another $3 trillion.
Yes.
Which is just, wow, a crazy amount of money. And then when people started digging into it, there is all kinds of smoothing over illegal immigration, dealing with diversity, you know, all these kind of things that the super left always want that they've jammed into this.
Yeah, there's amnesty for illegal immigrants. It's only temporary, but you know what temporary government programs become. There are all sorts of programs. We mocked this idea when it first popped up. Huge amounts of money to ensure that minorities in poor neighborhoods get a chunk of the marijuana market. So taxpayer subsidies to get more drugs into poor neighborhoods, for instance. Oh, and you know, we skipped the punchline. This is one of those jokes where the punchline ought to come first because it's hilarious. Jack, House Democrats called the legislation the Heroes Act. The Heroes Act. Because it includes money for our first responders and our doctors and nurses who are our heroes in fighting this pandemic. Also, it includes money to free illegal aliens from prison and to get drugs into poor neighborhoods. And, I mean, obviously, $3 trillion. There is craziness, waste, and bribes. Oh, one of my favorite aspects of it, and Tucker Carlson was talking about this last night, is it allows lobbyists to apply for, like, the triple P money, the bailout, the stimulus money. The lobbyists get money to continue to lobby the government from taxpayers. How do you like that ass, huh? Unbelievable. I tell you what. This is, and it's close to a cliche at this point, and I apologize. But if the philosophy of progressives in particular, and actually conservatives have done this plenty of times through history, it's about power as opposed to an ideology. But, you know, the creed of the left is never let a crisis go to waste. This is such an enormous crisis. They are trying to take enormous advantage of it by fundamentally changing the way the country works. They're, you know, another part of the Heroes Act is that the federal money, the federal unemployment money that's more than a lot of people make working, is going to continue much longer and get even more generous. So more and more people will be disincentivized to work. It's really, well, John Thune, who's a Republican senator, said, this bill is nothing more than a messaging exercise. It's, they're just trying to let their constituents know.
It's like the Green New Bill was. It's a gesture. This is what we care about.
Right, exactly. We're virtue signaling to our base. But it's, and the Republicans are saying, look, let's see how this past stimulus stuff worked, and let's see what happens in the next few weeks in terms of getting the economy going. Why are you passing a six-month extension to benefits that are more generous than pay right now? It's insane, and it is insane, and it won't pass.
Did you see I tweeted out a picture of my pristine running shoes last night?
No, I saw the headline.
My running shoes. When did somebody send us those shoes for free? Remember? Because we were talking about Hoka Oni Onis on the air.
Yeah.
And somebody sent them to us. How long ago was that?
Long ago that I wore mine out.
Well, mine are not.
But bad.
Mine are not worn out. I'm thinking it's at least 7 years ago.
Yours look like they were factory sealed and you just popped them out.
Pretty much.
It was a long time ago. It was many years.
That was sort of the point, is that here's my running shoes I got 7 years ago. Aren't they in fantastic condition? I have not done a lot of running.
Mm.
So I ran with my son last night. He's really having trouble getting to sleep and staying up way too late, which then makes it difficult to do school because he's so tired, and you know how that cycle can go.
Sure, yeah.
Talking to a variety of people and, you know, have you tried this, and for some reason, very few people ever mention exercise. There's all kinds of medicines you can try, and I just...
Oh, just that's its own topic, but go on.
It is its own topic. Like, the number one thing for almost all health problems would be get more exercise, which rarely comes up in conversation. Yeah. All kinds of things. Weight, blood pressure, anxiety, depression, all your mental stuff.
Insomnia.
Yeah, insomnia, all your mental stuff. But anyway... So I was going to try to get him to run with me, thinking if we ran, it would make him tired. But we ran 10 minutes, which is the 10 minutes more than I've run any time in the last, I don't know how long, long time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that, too, the next time a bear chases me for 10 minutes.
Might be 10 years since I'd run. So I'm figuring at my pace, I'm at a run about a mile. He did not keep up. I bested him at that. So I bested him at long distance and sprinting. So it's good to know I'm still king of the home. He started out too fast. I kept telling him, start out slow. Slow, it's distance.
Yeah.
Distance. He'd sprint, he'd get tired, he'd get a side ache.
Oh, so you're making a point.
Yeah.
I thought it was purely just trying to stay the alpha dog. But no, it was a valuable point and a good one.
Yeah. The rabbit in the hair. Not the rabbit in the hair. That'd be two rabbits.
Yeah, that's probably a tie.
Close racing.
Yeah, probably
a tie. There's no lesson to be learned from a rabbit.
Reminds me of the tortoise and the turtle.
Ah, the old treasured fable. Oh,
or
that
the
reminds
three little
me.
Pigs who all built their home made of brick. Three of them.
That reminds me, and finally I've remembered, we're supposed to do a better job of promoting our podcasts, which are available at armstrongandgetty.com, but during the One More Thing podcast, which is only available via the website, I will be revealing the exciting conclusion of Man v. Moles.
Yes.
As excellent. I am... I don't want to give away the ending. As I sought to snuff the mole or moles that is ruining my yard.
Yeah. No holds barred.
So I'm going to get the alpha mole, and the rest will run away in terror.
Fish hooks, eye gouges, it's all legal.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Kicks to the genitals, please.
Joke punches are where you start.
That's my opening gambit.
Hey, we got a couple of texts who are asking the question of what percentage of learning do you think your kids are getting out of the Zoom classes or whatever. Got maybe our best text yet on explaining where we are on that from a teacher. Boy, it's sick. Especially if we stay closed in the fall, it's going to be a problem. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, with all the uncertainty in the world, feeling safe at home has never been more important.
And that's why we wanted to talk to you about Simply Safe Home Security.
They're longtime friends, and for good reason, Simply Safe has made it easy to finally get comprehensive protection for your home.
There's no technician or salesperson that needs to come and disrupt your house. You don't need to pay any outrageous monthly fees or sign a two-year contract.
You just order online, set it up yourself in under an hour, and your home is protected 24/7 with emergency dispatch for break-ins, fire, and more.
And it's all for just 50 cents a day.
And we're not the only fans of Simply Safe. U.S. News and World Report named Simply Safe best overall home security of 2020.
So right now, when you head to simplysafe.com/Armstrong, our listeners will get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. Simply is S-I-M-P-L-I. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. And make sure they know our show sent you.
From Simply Safe and the Armstrong and Getty Show, we're wishing you safety and good health.
simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks.
So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
One of my best workers quit yesterday. The words she was called and the language, you wouldn't even say in a men's locker room. And to say it to a 17-year-old kid, they should be ashamed of themselves. Now I open the doors to a whole new world with gloves and masks and we're running around like chickens. But people don't, they're like, where's my ice cream? I'm not a trauma center. It's ice cream. They have no clue how to respect other human beings.
Okay, you're going to have to explain to me, Michael, what's going on there.
It was a Massachusetts ice cream owner, and he reopened his shop, and he had a 17-year-old kid working the booth, and A lot of people were rude and obnoxious.
Were they mad that he was open? Is that the problem?
Mad at the inconveniences of a new post-coronavirus business. He needed to call in orders. People didn't know that. I'm just, hey, you stupid tearers, give me my stupid...
Right.
I really, really don't like human beings.
No. So she quit that day. He went and kind of made what turned into like a viral Facebook post that night, and then which led news coverage of his business. And somewhat of a bright side, he set up a GoFundMe for that young girl's college thing that got tens of thousands of donations, because that's how things work today. But
nice.
But yeah. Be nice to people, especially when they're reopening their ice cream shop.
So the Supreme Court is doing their arguments where you can listen to them live for the first time ever.
Very exciting in theory.
And we dipped into a couple of them that were dreadfully dull. This one yesterday sounds like it would have been really good. I'm sure there were dull parts, but
darn it,
it was all about the whether or not, you know, they can make Trump show his taxes. Which I have always all along thought, if you make it so that they can make that mandatory, then there'll be no limit and nobody will ever run for president. Nobody you ever want to be president will ever run for president. There'll be no limit to what they can demand. Anyway.
And or every single candidate will be bludgeoned with whatever is found on their tax returns, justifiably or not. Because you can twist anything in a tax return to sound evil.
Specifically on the tax question, I'm just thinking that if you can make it taxes, you'll make it all kinds of different stuff. But specifically on the taxes, yeah. It mostly hurts any business person. Mitt Romney got beat up with tax stuff. Trump, because if you've been in government your whole life, your taxes are very simple.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've been in business at all, you're taking advantage of the legal tax laws that most people, when they see actually see the laws, or find them abhorrent.
Right.
But anyway,
yeah, that's the law. You're supposed to follow the law.
The aura of this case is really sauce for the goose that serves the gander as well. Justice Ginsburg said to Trump attorney.
Why can't you just say for the goose?
I guess that's the full saying, but why can't you just say what's good for the goose is good for the gander there, Ginsburg?
But the goose, who's serving who?
The aura of
which
this
one
case,
has sex with the chicken?
The aura of this case is really sauce for the goose that serves the gander as well. But then she went on to say, so how do you distinguish, say, Whitewater when President Clinton's personal records were subpoenaed from his accountant, or even Hillary Clinton's law firm billing records were subpoenaed, or the Nixon tapes? So it sounds like it would have been a pretty interesting conversation on what things you can demand and what you can't. I would like to have heard that discussion.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd like to dig into those very questions. I have a feeling there is an answer. It's not a hypothetical question.
I don't understand why it's just not so simple as to say, let the public decide. If they think it's not cool that a candidate doesn't release their health information, their taxes, their whatever, their college records, then they won't vote for him. If they're not bothered by it, they might vote for him for president.
Right. Well, the Congress is arguing we have, and this is the key phrase, a legitimate legislative purpose to demanding the taxes. I would suggest that they don't. They just want to bludgeon the guy with them. And, I think it was Justice Alito, who was one of the conservatives on the court, in case you don't know. He said, by your reasoning, every Congress could get the returns of every candidate from now till the end of time.
Sure.
Because you can manufacture a legitimate purpose that's this good as the one in front of us effortlessly.
Right. We haven't revisited whether or not Los Angeles is opening back up before August, because that's what they announced yesterday. They're going to add 3 months to the shutdown.
Well, it's a question of who is they, though. Was it the mayor, or was it the tinhorn little health lady?
Armstrong and Getty.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening. Publishers Clearinghouse is ready to award $5,000 a week for life in just days. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss this last chance to win $5,000 a week for life on June 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 6/25. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times, as represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online, call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect her entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
LA County, the nation's most populous county, bucking the trend of its state and much of the country by recommending its stay-at-home orders be extended, possibly until deep into the summer. Many other parts of California moving into phase two of reopening.
So some reporting was through July, some was through August for Los Angeles being shut down, continuing the stay-at-home orders. That exploded on the internet with all people saying, you can't have the second biggest city. You know, and obviously if Los Angeles is doing shelter-in-place and nothing's open, all the people around the country and the world that do business there can't really go to L.A. and land at the airport and go to a hotel and eat at a restaurant and visit your workplace.
Well, the Angelenos who are dying of stress because they couldn't make May rent are hearing, I can't work in June and July? What? And going crazy.
So Mayor Garcetti found a microphone to try to clear it up.
Well, I want to reassure people because I think there was a lot of panic suddenly when the headline said we're all going to stay exactly as we are for three more months when that's not the case. I think quite simply she's saying that we're not going to fully reopen Los Angeles and probably anywhere in America without any protections or any health orders in the next 3 months. I think we know that it's going to be even longer than 3 months.
So she stated something everybody already knew?
Okay. Dr. Ferrer, the health lady, the county health lady, one of the tiny tyrants we've been talking about. And or
fine print men.
These right, that's a better description of them. They're these appointed bureaucrats to these fairly obscure positions. I'm not saying county health departments don't do anything. They're reasonably important.
What do they do most of the time?
They're generally, well, you got your clinics and your...
Got a chlamydia outbreak.
Exactly. But these are fairly obscure personages, and I don't know what the qualifications have to be. I mean, I'd like to see a readout of what percentage were you in your medical school? I mean, like from first in your class to, you know, 100th percent, or, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure they ought to be the be-all and end-all, as Rand Paul put it, for policy. I'm not sure they're up to it. I don't think this lady is.
A little more from the L.A. mayor.
I hope for our K-12 schools that we will have some sense of opening, but it won't be in the way that we've known school in the past. It might be fewer days a week. It might be staggered because we have to maintain that physical distance.
Really? So school coming back in the fall, only a couple of days a week? I assumed school would be back to normal next year. I'm not prepared for this.
I'm hearing a lot more about the staggered school. So you'd have half the school go from like 8 to noon and then the other half from noon to 4 or however they would break it down.
Yeah, we received a lot of interesting feedback on our what percentage of the learning is your kid actually getting done in the current nuttiness, and the numbers are quite low.
There wasn't one above 50%.
And we'll talk more about that tomorrow because we got some great emails on the topic, but... Oh, I believe, based on what I'm hearing, that if the kids were in school 2-3 times a week, that would be vastly better.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more engagement and accountability and momentum.
Oh, it would be way better.
One interesting note had to do with kids just being in the school mode.
Yeah.
You get up, you get ready, you go, you're there.
Well, haven't you heard that from people who tried working at home?
Yeah.
I know that. I've had that problem. It's tough to get in work mode. I know people who work from home who have an office that looks like an office, and they get dressed like they're at work just to get in that. Because, if you just hang out on the couch in your sweats.
Kitchen table working.
Yeah,
I'm listening. Are they hiring for this position? What's going on?
No, I did not put on work clothes, but I did not have any problem when I was doing the show from home because I have my MIDI studio set up, and I'm surrounded by screens,
well,
and it's just
also,
like this.
When the microphone's open, it's open.
We're also very talented
when the
and dedicated.
When
and disciplined.
When the microphone's open, you're exposed bear. I mean, you're either ready to go or not.
Yeah, that's a good point. There is accountability every second.
Yeah, yeah. But if my job is based on just, you know, I gotta make sure I get everything done on time for the Penske file.
The quarterly report.
Exactly.
Let me just save some people the trouble of writing an email. Dear ANG, if you're accountable every second, why are you sometimes boring and stupid? Yeah. Signed, listener. let me respond. Dear listener.
Wow.
Go to hell.
Jeez.
Love, Joe.
That was not true.
There you go. I saved everybody time and trouble.
Fantastic. Trying to jam in the last of the stuff.
Eric Garcetti is a floundering academic, and he's ill-served by his public health lady, but we're seeing a lot of that around the country.
Disney has reassured fans that The Mandalorian Season 2 won't be delayed. So it is going to come back in October like they had promised. Sean, I don't remember what had happened at the end of The Mandalorian. They took his helmet off?
Well,
and that little weirdo-looking dude died. That's all I remember.
Wow, spoiler!
There was a lot of little weirdo-looking dudes.
There were no other people around. It was only the droid that was around for the helmet removal, so he didn't actually break his vow of the Mandalorian way.
True.
Wow, well, you don't want to do that.
No.
You did get drummed right out.
Back to serious stuff. Somebody tweeted this, which I thought was pretty good. The same people who watch CNN and work there make fun of an actual doctor, like Rand Paul, asking questions at a hearing on the virus yesterday, will now celebrate 17-year-old Greta Thunberg as an expert on a town hall to discuss the virus.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. That's what does Rand Paul know? Oh, what Greta Thunberg says is so important.
Oh, if only we were listening to the children. The children have wisdom. The children are our future.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
I'm all over the place here. Somebody tweeted out a picture of Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I can show you the picture, but he looks like this a lot. That's a picture of him right there. That's kind of common look for him. Steven Tyler looks like your friend's mom who didn't care if people drank as long as no one drove.
That's pretty good.
LA Times out with an opinion piece today. The economic devastation the pandemic wreaks on the ultra poor.
Thank you.
Could ultimately kill more people than the virus itself. And that's Dr. Scott Atlas was saying this on Tucker last night, that we are now at the point that the cure is worse than the disease, he believes.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely a conversation that must be had. And do not hide behind, we're going to make our decision based on science and data. That's what we're talking about, science and data.
We talked about this a lot earlier, and if you missed it, catch the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com, but a couple of senators now calling for an investigation into the Obama administration and laying it right at the feet of Barack Obama.
And
the Wall Street Journal is big on this, and they're really calling it out and say nobody should ever listen to Adam Schiff again. Here's why he's a liar.
Right.
From the Wall Street Journal editorial board.
Well, the recently released documents make it clear, and I mean clear, Comey, Obama, Biden, Susan Rice, and the utterly befuddled at the time acting director of intelligence or the attorney general, they were all in the meetings talking about Operation Crossfire Hurricane slash the beginnings of the collusion investigation. They're all there. They're all up to speed. And indeed, Comey and Obama were communicating directly on a regular basis. It's just undeniable at this point. And it makes sense why they went so far with deny, 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 and lying on cable news for years. They, in essence, elbowed their opponents in the face over and over again, knowing that the next referee is their buddy. But then the American people elected a different referee, and all of a sudden they knew they might be called for their fouls. So they launched the debacle that was the whole collusion investigation and Mueller report and impeachment deal. And I know the impeachment was about the Ukraine call, but it's all of a piece.
Speaking of checking out the podcast, if you didn't hear the Waffle House story yesterday, you should go to armstrongandgetty.com. We got this text. I heard the Waffle House segment, and I was laughing all day long. That was a couple in their 20s who lived together. And
very close, very healthy relationship in every way, it seemed.
And he's such a nice guy. He's kind to everybody. He won't even kill a bug.
Mm.
But he wants to go to the same, and we could afford it. We're both went to graduate school, have good jobs, but he wants to go to the same Waffle House every time. And he gets in a fight with the chef, the cook at the Waffle House every time they go.
Do you mean an argument, Jack?
No, I mean an actual rolling on the floor fight, her boyfriend. And her finally question is that...
The fight is over improperly cooked eggs,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, and the,
at the Waffle House.
And the cook deliberately overcooks them or cooks them differently or mocks the customer's desires every time he shows up, which is over and over again for some reason. And then they fight. They beat the hell out of each other.
I mean, you go into a Waffle House and say, I like my eggs just a little runny, is kind of like ordering your quarter pounder with cheese medium rare at the McDonald's. We make them the same. We'll send it out to you. If you don't like it, eat at a real restaurant.
We had a long-running joke in my family when...
like this medium rare.
When the kids were little, that we'd be waiting for our food, and they'd be hungry, I'd be hungry, people are getting impatient, and I'd say, that's it. I'd pick up a fork. I'd say, that's it. I'm going to go into the kitchen and scream at the cooks. And they would laugh and say, do it, Dad. This is a long-running joke. Can you imagine, from my wife's perspective, from Judy's perspective, if I didn't say that, instead I said, I'll be right back. And I went into the kitchen and beat the hell out of the cook.
And the next she saw you, you're tumbling out of the kitchen.
Right. And then the next week.
As I was raining blows upon her.
The next week, she says, you know, I don't feel like cooking. You want to go out tonight? I say, yeah, you know where we ought to go? Back to that restaurant where I fought the cook. And then I go and fight him again. And the question is, I don't know, I'm a little worried about our relationship. You're married to an insane person.
He kept going back to the same Waffle House. She said 6 or 7 times he'd fought the cook over ordering the running eggs. The guy sends out a hard-boiled egg.
You're married so funny. To a crazy person. I don't care what his policy is vis-a-vis bugs. He's an insane man.
I hope she ends up with the cook.
Yeah, that would be a good ending to the story. Now that's a good ending to the story.
Armstrong and Getty.
Your office. Whether it's a home office or an office, it's where you conduct your business. It reflects who you are. You got a handsome desk, a stylish chair, even your pencil holder completes the look. Everything is right. Well, everything but that crummy plastic mat under your office chair. It dents and cracks, the corners curl up. Why do you have that? You need the Glass Chair Mat by Vitraza. Smooth enough to glide on and strong enough to hold 1,000 pounds. Our glass chair mats never dent. You get a lifetime warranty and it's beautiful. Get the look you deserve. You won't find Vitraza glass chair mats at the office superstore. You order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor, ITRAZZA.com. Shipping is free, and you save 10% with discount code OFFICE. That's $25 to $75 off any Vitraza glass chair mat with discount code OFFICE. Vitraza.com.
The last few months have taught us what's important in life. It's also taught us what we need to eliminate or change. It's the same for business. What are the changes you need to make? Do you have a hairball of multiple software systems when you could streamline with one? All you need is NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. Finance, HR, inventory, e-commerce, everything you need, all in one place so you save time, money, and headaches. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite gives you visibility and control so you can manage every penny with precision. Join over 20,000 companies who trust NetSuite to go faster with confidence. NetSuite surveyed hundreds of business leaders and assembled a playbook of the top strategies they're using as America reopens for business. Receive your free guide, 7 Actions Businesses Need to Take Now, and schedule your free product tour at netsuite.com/action. Get your free guide and schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/action, netsuite.com/action.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory,
Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I mean, how many times do we have a unanimous, or are we unanimously convicted of an enemy that we all want to be? And look at how great Americans are when purpose comes to us in a crisis. Look at who we are in World War II. And we have a crisis that came to us. We were united in that purpose, and all of a sudden the human factor started to get split. And two tribes started to fight each other in partisan politics. And that is not what we need. We need a collection right now. This is a tug of war with the virus. We need all hands on the rope if we're going to beat it.
So his point, that's Matthew McConaughey, Oscar-winning chameleon of an actor, fabulous in many roles. Google it. And, I'm sorry, Bing it.
Why is Matthew McConaughey on?
He and his wife were getting frustrated that there was so much partisan squabbling over the coronavirus, and we'd failed to meet it head-on as a country with a little bit of unity. And so they started a foundation, essentially, to just put out public service messages saying, hey, what are we fighting each other for? So, which is a lovely thing. I wish, Matthew, and I say this quite sincerely, I wish the entirety of the media establishment, practically, wasn't trying desperately to turn it into a partisan squabble, because that's the only way they know how to approach the world.
I don't know those news and politics and stuff like this, and I can understand how if you just dropped into it, you'd say, why are people acting like this way? But it's so deep set at this point. The whole which tribe you're in.
Yeah.
It's just, it's
well, it's a fight over the control of trillions of dollars in the greatest arsenal ever to exist. So people fight dirty and they throw away their patriotism to gain power.
And I just mean, you know, culturally, just among regular people too. It's just, it wasn't like this 15 years ago.
Right.
It was less like this 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're one side or the other, and you figure out people when you meet them. Are you this side or that side? You label them as that, I guess, is what we do. Speaking of that, I know he said at some point, did he say wearing a mask is a badge of honor?
Yeah, he said that's part of the let's protect each other pitch-in thing.
Anyway, a poll came out yesterday. 71% of Republicans believe the worst of the coronavirus outbreak is behind us. 74% of Democrats believe the worst is yet to come. Now, you talk about a split. Almost three-quarters of each think the exact opposite.
That is entirely a function of, am I with Chuck Schumer or am I with Donald
Absolutely.
Trump? And it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. So three-quarters of Republicans say the worst is behind us. Three-quarters of Democrats believe the worst is yet to come. When you've got that level of disparity in outlook of the future, you can understand where, you know, some of the policy making problems would come along.
Well, and let me just say this. If you look at the projections being used by the government, by Dr. Fauci, by the governors, including the lefties, they absolutely do not believe that the worst is yet to come. Not even close. I mean, it's not even a question. And so why do you believe that? I have an idea, because you hate the orange man, and he's telling you the opposite.
I believe the worst of the virus is behind us. I don't believe the worst of the economic hardship is behind us.
Oh, agreed.
We
won't know for a long time.
Our friend Tim the Lawyer, as he used to be when he would call into the show regularly before he became a rock star, a nationally known rock star.
And earned his last name.
Tim the Sandifer. Yeah. He's got a piece on the Dispatch site today cautioning against the idea of New Deal-style government programs to fight the economic hardships caused by the pandemic. Quoting Tim, while Depression-era projects such as Hoover Dam are today viewed as triumphs of the age, less well-remembered are the countless thousands of workers assigned to such time-wasting tasks as studying ancient safety pins or stenciling fire hydrants in Brooklyn at a cost of more than $100,000. I'll have to read that whole article.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those who would make the government a much bigger part of your life and part of the economy and central planners and the rest are absolutely whipped up in excitement over this because they see it as a giant opportunity to enact new programs and call them temporary but make them permanent and the rest of it. I mean, there's an orgy of it in Nancy Pelosi's $3 trillion nightmare of a proposal, but...
I mentioned orgies. I was going to get that story that strippers are employees, too, according to a judge. Of course they are. But I'll have to get to that tomorrow,
I
guess.
Are both their boobs essential? Or will one do?
I don't go to strip clubs, but if I go and one has one boob...
One out, one hidden.
Oh, I see.
Just so, you know, it's like I stayed home for a while, so if somebody got sick, the show could go on.
Mm.
They're protecting, you know, keeping a boob in reserve, I think.
Gotcha.
Final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
It's illegal to own only one guinea pig in Switzerland. Just saw that headline. Don't know why that is. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Because it gets lonely. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo presses the buttons in the control room. Michael, final thought?
All right, if you're a college student, you're not using the dorms, you're not using the student union, everything's online. Colleges, they got to lower the prices.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Good point. Positive Sean, our producer, has a final thought for us. Sean?
Happy 70th birthday to one of one of my favorite musical artists of all time, the fantastic, the talented, the truly gifted, and the sighted Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday, Stevie.
I think you've been misinformed. He's a blind man. Jack,
cheap.
Final thought for us?
Cheap. Took in a bunch
child,
of,
you child.
Took in a bunch of anecdotal evidence of what percentage of a normal school year are you getting with these Zoom classes and everything like that, and nobody said 50%, and it ranged between 1% and 40% mostly. It made me happy personally, in that I'm not doing it much differently than anybody else it would seem, but made me a little frightened more globally that everybody's getting less than half of a normal education.
Oh, boy. My final thought is PepsiCo has announced they've begun delivering snacks and drinks directly to consumers who don't want to go out to the store.
Yes!
What a relief that those of us, those of you who haven't become fatter during this coronavirus thing, now have an easier way to catch up with the rest of us. Case of Pepsi, bag of Fritos, right to your door.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be easy to abuse.
Brr.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
Wash some Oreos. It'd be good to wash down these Doritos. Many people to thank. A little time. Go to ArmstrongandGetty.com. That's where all the podcasts are. You can get great Armstrong and Getty swag, too.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Don't ask me. Ask China that question.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.